Hello, and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, June 27th, 2021, the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father John Jessica. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be made well and live." So Jesus went with him, and a large crowd followed him. Some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they had said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." Jesus allowed no one to follow him. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then Jesus put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about, for she was 12 years of age. At this they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat. This is the Gospel of the Lord. And so just so you know, I read the shorter version of this Gospel from Mark for the reading this weekend. And this is basically a continuation from last weekend. You know, the storm and the disciples ask Jesus for help. Do not be afraid. He calms the storm and the wind, and the sea is, you know, calm and peaceful. They get to the other side, and a Jairus, leader of the synagogue, comes to Jesus, begging him, you know, "My little daughter is at a point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well." Jairus understands who Jesus is and has faith, out of desperation, turning to the Lord and say, could you help? And we look at this story of the raising of Jairus' daughter as a great miracle, a great revelation of who Jesus is and the power that he possesses as the Son of God, as the Lord of heaven and earth. And so we know Jesus can do this, and we understand and we recognize his authority. He can make the dead rise. But also for us, it gives us a deeper sense and a deeper meaning about the reality of our lives. You know, Jesus said, you know, to Jairus, says, "Do not fear, only believe." Our faith and our trust in the Lord will bring us miracles, but also a perspective of life that is certainly different than what the world offers. You know, they finally make it to Jairus's house, and Jesus says, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And isn't that a reminder for us of our perspective of those who have died, that they have fallen asleep and they rise into the glory of the gift of eternal life? You know, Jesus is the Lord of life, and he brings us to new life. And this miracle of raising Jairus' daughter is connected very clearly to the reality of his resurrection. That at the end of our earthly lives, in a sense, we fall asleep. In a sense, it's not over. You know, it's not the end. You know, Jesus says to the little girl, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, get up." At Jesus' command, life is renewed, life is restored, life is given. And for us, in the gift of the resurrection, that is what the Lord says to us. You know, little boy, little girl, Father John, you know, all their names, get up. Your faith restores you to life. You know, your faith brings eternal life. And so there's this, the underlying message of this gospel. Of course, a great miracle to show who Jesus is, and people are, you know, would be astounded. They would all have known. Jesus said, "Don't tell anybody of this," but they would have known. You know, Jarvis's daughter would have got up and walked around and looked around and started playing with, you know, with her friends. And they know that Jesus went in with the parents and the other disciples and this happened. So they would know of this miracle. But it was a miracle that's leading for a deeper understanding for people of faith to know who Jesus is, to know the authority he has. But how this miracle works through the proclamation of the kingdom in the mission of Christ to lead us to eternal life. Not just a restoration of life here on earth, but leading to his death and resurrection, which is the fulfillment of salvation for us. That death has no grip on those who trust, believe, and follow in Christ. It's this twofold reality of the miracle itself, but how that miracle fits into the realities of Christ's mission of salvation, the forgiveness of sins, the strengthening of faith, the trusting in the Father who sent him. That becomes the heart of this miracle that we see and read in the Gospel of Mark today. That is this gift when we trust. Not only does the Lord calm storms, not only does the Lord feed thousands, but the Lord gives us life, even when it seems to be dead, even when it seems to be ended, even when things we don't think anything can change. Christ offers us so much more. And the gift of our faith, you know, the opportunity of the Eucharist, the gift of the Scriptures, the gift of Christ himself, brings us not only to some restoration of life, but brings us to new life through him. May the Lord bless you, and may we recognize this great gift of Jesus, who gives us hope, who gives us light, who gives us peace always. We'll see you this weekend.